You're listening to Midnight Movie Nights, number 9, for Saturday, March 22nd, 2014, and we are your not-safe-for-work podcast that's supposed to be about movies. You know, listening to that intro, or the theme song, I just love it. I certainly do. How about you?
Me too. That's the only part I listen to whenever it's put out there. After that, I turn it off.
Okay. All right. So
no, I fast forward to the end when it plays again.
Oh, okay. Okay. So basically, we've covered. I love the intro music, and ooh, I am peaking my levels. How about that? Okay, I love the intro music. You love the intro
during
music.
During the podcast, you're peaking your levels.
And will you shut up? I'm trying to do something here. Okay. Oh my God! Wow, I'm really peaking them. All right, gotta be careful about that. See, I've got a whole bunch of news. Oh my God, just do it.
I love it even more. All right, let's start this thing over. Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs.
Hi, Olaf. It's nice to meet you.
And you are?
Oh, me? I'm Miranda Janelle.
And who's the funky-looking donkey over there?
I'm that fracking cat.
Wow, no reaction. Okay, I guess it didn't work.
I'm the donkey?
I was watching Frozen this week, and I just thought, you know, that would be a really funny thing for us to cut together for
are
the
you
intro.
Are you an ass?
Yes, you are an ass. Yes, you are.
I feel like that moment in the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back when the two kids are talking to Dante and Randall about the wedding. You're the bitch. I'm the bitch.
You know, it's really sad. I really should be the bitch, but I'm pretty sure I'm the butch.
Damn it.
All right, we got some scripted stuff to get out of the way, so here goes. All right, there's a couple of places where you can find us, and oh my God, that just sucks. Why did I even bother trying to see? Now I'm going to follow the script. Even though, like, my mood has changed since I wrote this, so, you know.
My mood has changed just about 2 hours ago. I just found out I'm an ass.
Well, yeah. Hey, you've known that for a long time.
It's true. It should be no surprise by now.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm a controlling bitch, and so shut up so I can get the freaking scripted crap out of the way. There's a couple of places where you can find us, and hey, we know you're listening to at least, or no, see, I screwed it up. See, I can't even script it right. Oh, why do I even bother? Okay, so there's a couple of places where you can find us, and we know at least one of them works because, hey, you're listening to us right now. At least we hope you are. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, and you can also find us on our website, midnightmovienights.com. And yeah, we have a website. Look at us. We're professional. Yeah. If you want to tell us about some other place that you think that, you know, you should be able to get us, like that Blueberry or whatever. There's some other service. I don't know. I've never used it. But if you think we should be on there, or maybe you want to just give us some feedback, or frankly, honestly, you probably just want to tell us how much we suck. Well, you can do that on Twitter. We're at Movie Nights Pod. Holy crap. All right, so that's not what I wrote, but, you know, we've talked about before, you know, the whole, you know, being fans of Kevin Smith, and we talk about, you know, the podcasts that are on Smodcast a lot, and one of them in particular, Netheads, you know. So once again, I'm just going to steal something from them, and this is the fuck it, we'll do it live. All right. You know, what did you think of last week's show?
We did one, right?
Ours. Not someone else's. Wow, that could have been confusing. What did you think of our show? Number 8, and the flick pick was Chasing Amy, just so you can remember. I know both of us, you know, wow. But...
Yeah, we did a show last week.
Okay, there we go. There's our awkward silence for a little, you know. All right. So, all right, check
the
that
awkward
one,
silence
check
moment.
That
we
one
need
off
a theme
list.
Song for that.
What were you saying right before the show? That you would find a way to distract me and throw me off? Yep, it just happened.
I win.
Okay, totally. Seriously, I feel like we really, really gelled, like, just so perfectly last week. I really, really just enjoyed the episode. I wasn't particularly fond of leaving in that whole bit where at the end, because wow, I got struck stupid. But and there is just no point in trying to hide, you know, the fact that when we watch the movie, there's a little activity that I partake in, and for a while I was pretending like people could think it was me getting drunk because, hey, whatever, but for some reason I have stoner shame. But whatever. I'm in California. You pretty much all assumed anyway. No, anyway. Enough
about
that.
We all have
that.
Our assumptions about California.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And,
you people out there with your comfortable temperatures, flip-flop wearing...
Hey, I am not wearing flip-flops, sir. I am wearing my killer rabbit slippers.
See?
Okay, there's awkward silence number two. Yeah, no, I really did just really, really enjoy the episode last week. It felt like, yeah, I mean, we were on it. I had so much fun recording that. I really, really hope that you did as well.
Yeah, I had to admit I listened to that one twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Twice, you say?
Well, because I don't remember anything about the recording. And, you know.
And I'm the one who gets stoned at the end of the episode. Well, that's okay. See, we are modeling ourselves after you know, the fine shows over at Smodcast or something like that, you know, the whole inspiration thing. And so let's just focus on one in particular, Hollywood Babylon. There's a stoner and there's a drunk.
What are you trying to say?
I recently heard that there's only two things that come out of California, fast cars and queers. And hey, I ain't no car, but, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, wow. Actually, I did come out on last week's episode. Ah, I forgot about that. Woo! Well, probably
fast
did come out. Pretty much everyone knew.
Fast cars out there?
I never understood that one. Because are Teslas even made in California? I think they are, but...
Yeah.
I don't know of too many cars that are... Oh, well, hey. Teslas can be a very, very fast car. So, yeah. The only things that come out of California are fast cars and queers. So... Now I gotta remember. I know I heard it. It was probably Netheads. Anyway, moving on.
Moo. I dig at the Texas thing because we have cows here.
Oh, we have cows here too. In fact, not too far away from here. Just, you know, probably about half an hour drive. Unless there's massive traffic, which there are sometimes, but there's a little town that we call Norco. It's North Corona, but hey, we're all a bunch of... Ooh, I just hit my microphone. How fun. I hope that didn't go through. And stop talking about these things, because no one will ever know that they occur if you just let it go. Oh my god. Hey, let it go. Frozen. Yay!
Paul?
Yes, Paul.
Wait, you had to drive 3 hours to see a cow?
No, I don't have to drive 3 hours to see a cow. I only have to drive about 30 minutes, and then I get into this nice little area called Norco, and you can't escape the cows. It's just one big methane factory, and you really hope it's the cows and not the people who live there. But, yeah. Anywho.
And how far is this?
It's not
3 hours, right?
No, it's only about 30 minutes.
Damn. I just have to look out the back window.
Well, okay.
Yeah, cows next door. The dogs bark at them all the time.
To be fair, you live in the middle of nowhere.
It's true.
So,
I'm nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, you're out in the boonies. So, yeah. Anyway, okay, moving on. New segment. One thing that we decided to do, I wish it was that easy.
Did we do a proper intro?
Yeah, we did a proper intro.
Oh.
because I did the whole you're listening to Midnight Movie Nights, and then I cut into the whole Olaf thing. I mean, we can start this one over if you really, really want, but I'm kind of in the mood of let's just power on through it, because last week was...
Go with the flow.
Last week, yes, we went long, but I don't know. I think everything really gelled last week, and now we're talking about the same damn thing again. So, like I said, new segment.
It's a good recap for me because I forgot.
You listened to it twice. You mean you already forgot from, like, you know, okay. Let's see
ago.
How long.
I'm not even sure
we
what we're
started
talking about.
Recording 14 minutes and 5 seconds ago. So, that's your memory span. Okay, perfect. All right, so previously we've had this segment that we've been just kind of calling What's News With Yous, and hey, we actually have an official, real name for it now, and it was born out of something that we came up with, and we're not just ripping off from someone else. We're calling it hashtag morons. Why don't you get us started?
With a moron of the week or something? Or just how...
Yeah, something like that.
I'd say I wasn't going to bring up any kind of moron this week. I was surprised. Well, you know, there's just so many of them. There's so many to choose from. actually, this week wasn't so bad. I was going to...
Come on.
Okay, here I come.
No, Paul.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to figure out why the fans on my laptop are suddenly revving up like crazy, and I still had the soundboard open, and so when I tried to... Okay, yeah. So, hashtag morons.
You got your computer doing 300 things. Of course the fans are going to come on. Todd! Trying to work here. No real morons.
I'm just trying to figure out what the actual CPU hog is at the moment, and sadly, it's the recording. But, okay, so one thing I did do this week was I got very, very frustrated with this open source program called Soundflower, because it's supposed to allow you to, you know, do audio routing and everything within, you know, it's a digital virtual sound card, and it allows you to take the output of one program and send it over to another and everything. And OS X allows you to work with, there's this application that comes with it, basically allows you to create aggregate, aggregate audio devices and everything. So what I've been trying to do for a while is have my microphone, Skype, and sound effects all have their own channels, that way they can all be isolated when I record them, and that way if I do anything stupid, like fail to hit the mute button before I start coughing, I can just go zero that out and not have to worry about smashing anything that you may be saying at that particular moment. It's just me being controlling like usual, but hey, we've already established that. earlier in the week, I was listening to the Smodco morning show, and it was one of the ones where the netheads took over, and I was up way too early in the morning, but I wasn't ready to start work yet, so I just kind of started fiddling, and like I said, Soundflower is an open source, it is an open source program, and so I got the source, I started hacking it a little bit, and made some very, very minor configuration changes and compiled it for my system and added additional virtual devices and everything. And well, finally, I have the setup that I've been trying to get all along. Good things happen when you mess around with open source. Yay. so that's why tonight that, you know, if I'm actually paying attention and I have it open and I say something, or you say something, and again, I have to be on the ball and paying attention, but can do, you know, silly things like have, you know, this my new favorite sound effect that I ripped from Frozen, yes, and it's just whenever there's a left turn, I can go,
no, Paul,
there we go, or you know whatever, like, you know, I know this one's your favorite.
Oh, boo.
And my favorite. See, and the nice thing is I've got Audacity running, and I can see, you know.
I can't believe you have the Audacity.
Yeah, I have the audacity to be recording this. Oh, I like that one. Okay, so the other thing I have is the software mixer that basically says, okay, take this signal, send it over here, take that signal, send it over there. And so I've got, you know, mix minus going so that you're hearing me and the sound effects, but you're not hearing you. You know, I hear you and the sound effects, but I don't hear me. And then I've got this virtual aggregate device that takes all three of the signals and shoves them into one virtual device. And Audacity is set to record from that. So I now have six distinct tracks, left and right, for each one. I'll eventually combine them down to mono because, hey, I don't have, you know, I don't have anything that's going to be stereo from my end. You don't necessarily have anything that's going to be stereo from your end. The only thing that we have that potentially could be stereo would be, you know, the little sound effects and stuff, or, you know, whatever that we throw in, and then the theme music. And so it's not worth keeping everything in stereo just for the theme music. And I haven't even actually looked at it to see if the theme music itself is in stereo or if it's also mono. But either way, before releasing this, I convert everything to mono anyway. So, yeah, before I actually save it, it'll only be three tracks. But hey, still, that's better than before, because now, you know, we can play, you know, like I can make you say one of my favorite things whenever I want.
Ow, monkey farts.
So yeah, and now that I'm completely and totally distracted, I don't even remember what I was doing before. Oh right, I was trying to figure out what was taking up all the memory, and it is Audacity, which is recording it. It had the audacity to use the CPU. Okay, I'm done making that joke. Okay, so yeah, hashtag morons. Yeah. I already lost track of it. Were you actually even saying anything, or were you just kind of like, oh, yeah, let's just, you know?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about it earlier.
Well, yeah, I know you were thinking about it earlier. We were talking about it. In fact, we had a nice little text conversation that I think that we should just read and try and recreate, because every time we try and recreate something, complete and total shit follows.
Yeah.
But hey, what the hell? Let's try and recreate. How long ago was that? See, okay, see, if we really were professional, we would have already queued this up. So, or did this actually happen? You know what the problem is? I think the reason why I'm not finding it is because you were using you were using like your tablet or whatever.
Yeah, when I'm at work, I use an alternate means to text or, you know, keep up with things.
Yep. Okay, so do you have it pulled up?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
And you can tell that's what I did. I was typing it on the floor because it starts out hashtag Mo.
right.
And did you see that first?
Yes, but you had already been sending the other message as I was, you know, pulling my phone out of my purse. So I saw them simultaneously before I'd even unlocked my phone. So
okay,
and yeah, then the follow-up read it the way that you intended it, because that's how I actually read it.
Okay, instead of the follow-up being Ron is now a segment, hashtag moron is now a segment.
You asshole. I was going to spring that on you tonight.
I followed it up with an LOL. And I literally laughed. I even started to cry. But
I was already thinking that. And it was just yet another one of those moments where it was just like, get the fuck out of my brain. Oh my God. Okay, so yeah.
And I didn't even have any kind of moron to talk about this week. It was all kind of good. I mean, I was even going to start out with what I was kind of pleased about.
Okay, all right, go for it.
I am thebomb.com. Did you know that?
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but apparently it's good, I think. I helped the customer, and, they were looking for some cheese.
And her kid, some teenage kid. So there's that fracking cat is thebomb.com?
Yeah, apparently I am thebomb.com, because when I found this stuff for her, that lady, her kid was like, "You're thebomb.com." I was like, "Cool, I think." I mean, is that cool? I mean, if a kid told me that I'm thebomb.com, that's good, right? Or is that just that kid being like, facetious and saying, be kind to an elderly person day?
Honestly, I don't know. I thought I had my finger, relatively close to the pulse of the youth, and I just saw things out in the world today that made me really, really, they made me reevaluate that, because I don't, I'm hitting that point where I'm realizing, like, okay, there's things I don't understand. Now I understand why old people always got so angry, and I'm starting to become one of them. But yeah, anyway, I lost him. Well, that's a first.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Well, you will not believe what my internet connection just said to me.
F you?
Oh, and I don't even have it open. Oh, how sad.
Fuck you.
Yeah, my internet connection just told me to fuck off. All right. That's really, really weird, because you're usually the one who has the bad connection.
I know. I thought it was me, and I was looking around going, what's going on with this?
Yeah, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck?
You were cursing me, weren't you? You son of a bitch.
No, I don't think I was, but I was recording the entire time, because now the recording is not tied to the Skype call, so I can actually go back and listen to what I said. But it was basically like, what the hell? And it when I looked up and realized, my connection just died. What the hell? Okay.
So I love it again? Even more. All right, let's start this thing over. Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs.
Hi, Olaf. Okay.
We just pick up where we were at, right?
Yeah. I was saying something about I'm becoming one of those old people who just doesn't understand the young whippersnappers of the day.
Oh damn! That's why I brought it up. I thought you would tell me. Unless this kid is like making fun of me, and I'm like, instead of saying, "All right, thanks, kid," I feel better about myself, and now I gotta think, what a bitch.
I can only assume that it's a good thing, but as I was saying, I have no idea if you heard it or not, but as I was out and about today...
Okay, that's where you left off?
Yeah, I saw some things and it's things that I've been noticing.
It sounds like you were in a war zone saying, "I saw some things."
Yeah, oh.
Things you would believe.
Now, you say that, and when you find out what it actually is... You're going to be completely and totally embarrassed for me just because you made that comparison. Because it basically boils down to, I do not understand what these girls are wearing these days. Like, their choices in clothes and everything. I was going to the grocery store.
As one would do.
And then there's this teenage girl, I'm assuming she's teenage, she's early 20s tops, just sitting there talking to a guy wearing the cutest dress with her legs spread wide open, leaving absolutely nothing to the imagination.
Oh, that's not right.
Do you not know how to wear a dress that short?
Is it like the moment they talk about in Basic Instinct?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I never watched that movie, and after hearing about that, I never wanted to.
See, the problem is I was a kid when that movie came out. I was like, 12 or 13 tops, and so I didn't get to watch that one. I don't think I ever have watched it.
No, I never have.
Basically, and when I saw that. It was just kind of like, okay, I'm just keep driving, just keep driving. Okay.
Wait, you were driving and saw this from that side of the road?
Oh, no,
damn.
I was pulling into the grocery store and she was sitting out front talking to the guy and you know, and
you immediately
like, oh,
threw
how
up.
Cute, you know, like the young kids and everything, and like she's got this cute dress and everything, and then as I drive by, I realize she's got her legs wide open. Whoa, what the? I was like, all right, just keep trying. And it was just one of those things. It's like, okay, like, I get it. You know, you want to wear, you know, you want to be nice and cute, but if you're going to wear a dress like that, learn how to sit down in the damn thing. You know, and then I'm over at the karaoke place with my softball team because, hey, we were having a team get together and everything. And that's just not a smart move. To go out to a karaoke bar and everything right before you're going to record a podcast, because it leaves your voice feeling really, really hoarse. And when you're someone who already hates the sound of their own voice, imagine how much you're going to hate it when you're editing this later and you have to... ugh, whatever. Anyway, another thing
that
sounds
I just... good. I mean, you don't sound like a 60-year-old smoker. Well, like you need another cigarette.
Oh, don't make me feel something. Guilty about that, because there was that moment, you know... No. I was watching TV like sometime within like the last 2 weeks.
Okay,
and
great.
It had to have been within the last week because it was when my back was, you know, messed up and like it has been for the last entire week. And it was just one of those like, oh my God, I'm so tired of feeling this. I'm just going to go outside, have a little bit of this, and then I'm not going to feel anything ever again, at least for the next hour or two, whatever. But as I'm picking up my pipe, I swear to God, one of those commercials comes on and it's the lady with the tracheotomy or, you know, like the vocal box and everything.
The emaciated looking person?
Yeah.
Because I thought I saw one a week or so ago and I'm like, damn.
Yeah, the one with the lady and it's about how beautiful she was and everything when she was a kid and how much smoking took away and blah, you know, and all that.
Cigarettes.
And the entire time this is occurring as I'm grabbing my pipe, watching this and walking out the door. I literally had that, wow, I really don't give a fuck. Okay.
Yeah, that's tobacco.
And that's where the shame comes from. Anyway, yeah, it's tobacco. Yeah, it's clean. Bullshit. I was just trying to make some pain go away, and this. I started smoking
from someone who's smoking like 3 or 4 packs a day.
Well, yeah, no, and I don't smoke them. And I actually legitimately did start smoking because of pain issues and everything. And then I found out just how easy it is to get one of those prescriptions in California. And hi, welcome to This Week in Getting High. Okay. anyway, so I'm, how did I get so far derailed?
I don't know.
Anyway. I'm at the karaoke bar.
I think we should
bar.
talking about more about drinking because, you know, we talk about that more. Man, we talk about that shit too often. You and your California and your good weather and
flip flops and I'm trying to,
tweeds.
Yeah.
Smoking them tweeds.
What the heck?
We never talk about alcohol here, except when you spill it everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah.
I feel excluded. There's never enough talk about the alcohol.
We can talk about the alcohol. I mean, sure, but
I like to drink it.
Next. Alcohol, good. Okay, so at the karaoke bar, and there's like 3 or 4, you know, again, young girls in there, and they're wearing these cutoff shorts. And now cutoff shorts, nothing new. But it seems like in the last year, a new trend has come up, and these girls are cutting the shorts so short that the bottom of the pocket is hanging out. And now I had seen that before, but just in the last year, it's becoming so commonplace. Like, I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. Now, I understand it was probably extraordinarily cute when, and yes, I'm going to hell for saying this, but you take the two, like, just most messed up hillbillies possible. You know, they've got 3 teeth between them.
I know the people. They live down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, you take the two most hideous people in the world, you know, just hillbilly, oh my god, you know, the massive stereotype. You get together, you put them together, and they make a baby. And for some reason, they make these drop-dead gorgeous. You know, I mean, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, Daisy Duke and everything. You know, like, for some reason, the young hillbilly girls, you know, they can be just super adorable, or you can tell, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I'm sure one of these hillbilly girls cut her shorts too short one day, and it was just smashing. You know, it looked great on her and everything. And she's the type of person that can pull this thing off. But now I'm seeing it everywhere. And they all think that they look like this nice hypothetical little hillbilly girl. But you don't. And frankly, it's disgusting. Shorts should never be cut that short. If you get to the pocket, you went too goddamn far. Knock it off. Okay, there we go. That's
so what are they going to do next year when 2015 arrives?
I'm not worried about 2015. Yeah, okay, there you go. Well, at least the pockets would be hanging on the outside, and I wouldn't be able to tell that they've cut their shorts too short and whatever. But I really do fear the day. I mean, we've already got the thing where just wearing the leggings, not even wearing like a, you know, like a super long tank top or t-shirt or even a dress, you know, to cover up and everything. No, now women just walk out in just the leggings, and I get it. It's not any different from the super tight pants, but I look at those and I was like, oh, so you just walked out wearing tights. Okay. Obviously, I have I don't understand the modern fashion. I have an older style. That's all it boils down to. That's really all it boils down to. Anyway.
You probably don't think a fashion should be as old as I would, because I'm thinking, like, you know, the old dresses, the bustles, the hats. I mean, layers. Layers.
I did wear a hat out tonight, so, yeah. Hey, I'm getting some, like, really bad clicking from you.
Click, click, click.
Everything
click,
okay click, over there?
Seems to be. Okay. The car's passing.
Well, fortunately, most of it is isolated, so I can just cut it out, so. And I'm going to. Anyway.
Excellent.
What was that?
Oh, that was me. I moved something. Sorry.
Yeah. Where are these clicks? Pretty good.
Wait, do you still hear clicks?
Yeah.
Like now?
No. Okay.
How about that?
Oh, come on. You're killing me.
That was our purpose.
You're fucking killing me. But you do realize
come on,
that
you
now
that in a while.
Okay, well, but my entire
I
goal
had a thing just for that.
Dude, my entire goal was setting this whole thing up so that I could, you know, cut in the intro and everything, was so that I don't have to go back and edit it. Now I do. Anyway.
Oh, well, you can't edit that out. I put it in there for the reason.
Yeah, now I have to leave that in, but there's like the long pause. Oh, who cares? Who cares? Okay, so I actually ended up going to both the UPS store and Home Depot today. I pretty much walked into the
places?
UPS. Yes, the hated places. I went to the UPS store because I had to drop off a package I was returning to Amazon.
Damn it.
Yeah, hey, it happens. I can't completely cut them out of my life, but hey, I did not give them any of my money. But I went to Home Depot to, you know, return the lighting fixture the control unit for my ceiling fan that just didn't work. And I met someone who was training to be the new store manager, and actually I had a really good experience, and I don't hate Home Depot anymore.
Ooh,
the guy was really nice. And,
oh.
No. This guy was just really, really nice, and I told him what was going on. He's like, I'm so sorry to hear that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like, you know what, fuck it. I don't care, because I'm going to Lowe's and I'm buying a new ceiling fan anyway. Because I was writing off Home Depot. This is the last time I was going to be there for 6 months because, you know, that's basically the cycle I go on. You know, it's like, okay, I'll go to Home Depot for a few months, and then they'll do something to piss me off. And then I'll go shop at Lowe's for a couple of months. They'll do something to piss me off.
So you give them like a 6-month probation?
Yeah, pretty much. And then at the end of the year, I just get really pissed off because I pretty much only have Home Depot and Lowe's to choose from, and they're so big that they've put all of the smaller hardware stores out of business. Exactly. There's not many to choose from. Anyway, I'm actually ranting to this guy like this. I'm actually saying this to him, and I said, you know what? I even considered coming in here, buying the same fucking fan that I did before, because one of the last times that I checked, you still sold it, so I was going to buy it, take the part out that I need, throw the broken one back in, and return it to your sorry asses. And the guy just looks at me, and he's like, so let's do it. Go get it, open it up, and I'll give you the part that you need. What? Exactly. I'm like, okay, this guy actually wants to retain a customer. I like this. I'm actually getting the help that I've been trying to get all along. It just takes massive rage.
Rage. Okay. Rage is good.
Yeah, so I go back there. They don't sell the fan in that store anymore, which I don't think they ever did. I think I bought it at one of the ones up the street. I think I got the one in my bedroom in there. But hey, useless details. That's what I'm best at. Yeah, so they didn't sell it, but I noticed the controller that I had bought, that there was another version of it that had a piece that looked like it would actually fit in my ceiling fan. So I brought that back up to the front counter and I told the guy, look, I didn't see it back there. Oh, I also, while I was back there, you know, looking for the fan, you know, the previously useless person came over and started talking to me. And this is the person, you know, who had helped me the two previous times that I was there. And so I start telling him, you know, what's going on, because he's asking questions and everything, and I don't want to be rude. I just want to get my stuff and get out. All of a sudden the guy starts becoming like really, really useful. And he's like, well, okay, does that problem that you just described, you know, with the one unit, it sounds like there's a fluorescent bulb in there and it's probably a dimmable one. And those only work on the incandescent ones because, you know, not all of them can actually dim fluorescence properly and da 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 da. And I was like, oh, wow, you're suddenly useful. Where was this 2 months ago? Okay. Anyway. Go back up to the front, have another great exchange with the soon-to-be manager and everything, and that was great, so I don't completely hate that store anymore.
It's good.
I hadn't really planned on telling that story, but okay, there's that. So Frozen came out on Tuesday, and yeah, it's been on video on demand for a while, but I like getting the hard copy and everything, and I think I've watched it like 4 times. At least. So, yeah, I love that movie. Did I mention that I love Kristen Bell? And I just think that she's the greatest, you know, actress in the world. She really is my favorite actress right now.
You know, I think you might have said something about this person.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very, very fond of her. She can do no wrong. I just think she's great. Anyway,
We talked about this before.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Digital copy coming out like, well, these days it's almost a month before the hard copy comes out. I mean,
it's only for some only for some movies, so.
Yeah, you know, mainly for some. But I guess people do this.
Yeah.
Well, will it come to the point when we start just saying, okay, we'll get the digital and forget the. Forget the hard copies.
Oh, that's definitely coming. I thought you were going to ask, when are we going to get a movie that has the digital copy released the same day as it's released in theaters? I thought that's where you were going to go with that.
And that would be cool, too.
Dude, that's already happened. Veronica Mars last week.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Again, Kristen Bell. I keep trying to tell you, she's great. Everything she's involved with, it's awesome.
She's the bomb diggity... Bomb.
She's the bomb.com.
Nice. It's cool to be the bomb.com.
It is cool to be the bomb.com.
I still have no idea what that means, but
hey,
I'm guessing it's good.
You're old. That's yeah. Don't worry. I'm in the race with you. So
race to
I'm still not finished with the race to current. But I at least did get to episode 190, or no, 190? Yeah, they haven't even gotten that far yet. They're only in the 130s. Yeah, exactly. I got to episode 129, which I finished while we were doing the pre-show, as you heard. And that's actually when we learned about Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content. And, you know, we started listening shortly after that. And, yeah. We haven't done a What Are You Listening To this week. Okay, well, who cares? We're skipping it. Daily Tech News Show. Oh, I don't have it queued up. No. Talk for a little bit. I actually want to do this. Start talking.
All right. Well, we weren't talking about anything that we were listening to this week because I think it's mostly the same. Nothing major has come up this week. Maybe the Fat Man on Batman. And he's talking to Danny O'Neill. Which is cool because I like to hear about all the older artists because they have so much information about, you know, the history of comic books and the business. Like with, I forget his name right now, but still, it's just hearing about the business in the early days and how it was just something that was about to just totally crash and, you know, comic books would just be gone forever. And to hear these people talk about just some of the things they did, the innovative ideas that they had. It's just great. It's good history. It should be like a history show where they go into the lives of these people because you never hear about that. Like, I guess E doesn't do any kind of a star history anymore. I have no idea what they do. But like a biography about some of the older comic book, you know, artists and writers that are still around today because they have a lot of history to share.
Oh, yeah, and like, you know, just the Neil Adams interview alone. That's it. My God.
I can't believe I forgot him. That was a great show. I could hear that guy talk for about 20 more episodes.
Oh, my gosh. He should just do his own podcast about the industry. He probably does, and neither of us are aware of it. No, but yeah.
I don't think the guy would even have time. He's at cons.
He's all over the place, yeah. But that was really, really awesome. I'm glad that I can, you know, actually be like, here, talk for a minute and just...
and I went off on something?
I love that. I really do. I love that you can do that. That's very, very awesome.
I was actually surprised I did that. And I was like, who the hell is talking?
Hey, that was really, really cool. Okay, so something that I do listen to is Daily Tech News Show. And Tom Merritt, who used to work for Twit and CNET previously before that, I've listened to a lot of his podcasts. I will continue listening to pretty much just about anything that he does. He's one of those personalities that I just, you know, he is the Kristen Bell of podcasting. No, wait, no, that's Kevin Smith. Okay. He's a lot like the Kristen Bell of podcasting. Yeah. No, I'll follow him pretty much anywhere. You know, any project that he's involved with, I'll give it a shot because the guy's really, really entertaining. And I just love the way that he prevents. Yeah. The way that he prevents tech news. No, the way that he presents tech news.
He goes in there and stomps through the door, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's like, no tech news today. He's like, nope. Apple, you are not holding that press conference. Not today.
No, I'm bad for you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. He walks into Google and this is what he says.
Fuck you.
No. Okay. So
he sounds pretty cool because I do like Tom Skerritt. He had some good movies.
Tom Skerritt? No, Tom Merritt. Tom Merritt, okay. The guy with the beard. Anyway.
A guy with.
Yeah, so he does this now that he's no longer with Twit. He does his own show, and it's very, very similar to shows that he's previously done before, where he delivers the tech news. And I particularly love the way that he presents things. I love his personality, and the guy's just great. And so he's got this new show, and he set up a thing with Patreon to where you can pledge a certain amount per month. He only asks for, you know, like, basically it's the value for value. So, like, if you like his show, you know, he said, basically asks, you know, hey, can you donate $1 a month? And if we can get to the $10,000 mark, you know, the show will be ad-free, you know, just completely going on. And it's not just him, so it's not like he's just sitting there pocketing the 10 grand. You know, he's got his expenses to pay for, and he has a producer and the whole nine yards. And so, yeah, I donated to the Patreon. You know, he basically says a nickel a show, you know, dollar a month, nickel a show, basically.
That's cool.
And but there's also a $5 level where you can get early insights. So it goes from being a nickel a show to a quarter a show. And it's just kind of like, okay, $5 a month. Yeah, I can do that. So I signed up and everything. And this week, the numbers went over $10,000 per month. There were 3,440 something patrons donating. That took them up over the $10,000 mark. So now the show, it always has been ad free, but it's definitely staying ad free from here on out because of that. And so, I think it was Thursday, they decided, okay, we are going to thank every one of our patrons. And they did. They read off the names and everything of everyone. It went on for 4 hours. It was insane. It was so weird. And they had like this whole spreadsheet that lists like, you know, the order that they're going to go in. And they wrote certain things about, you know, people's names. Some of them, they just said the name and did like a little rhyme. Others, they actually wrote something about. It all depended on what they were. What they could do with it. And because I know that I'm in this list, and I'm sitting there thinking like, oh my God, you know, my last name is Ragland. So there's a lot of things that you can do with that one. And I'm a little bit afraid of what they were going to do based on what they've done for other things and everything. and well, okay. So yeah, Tom ended up being the one to read my name, and I had to capture it. I wanted to share this. So this is what he ended up saying.
Miranda Janelle Ragland, you deserve even more names because you're awesome.
I was like, oh crap, if I had any like clue that they were going to do something about this, I would have just left it like just Miranda Ragland or Miranda Janelle, and it frankly probably would have been Miranda Janelle, because that's, yeah, I use my middle name with everything online, at least when I can, and someone hasn't taken it, like this stupid Miranda Janelle on Pinterest. Only freaking place where I haven't been able to get it, but whatever. Yeah, so Daily Tech News Show, that's what I'm listening to, and I'm listening to it enough, it means enough to me that I will give them $5 a month just so that I can hear Tom Merritt say this.
Miranda Janelle Ragland, you deserve even more names because you're awesome.
And you were just awesome before that.
Well, yeah, but it's nice knowing that Tom thinks that too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's what I'm listening to. Let's talk about our flick pick so we can start watching this, because even though my ceiling fan is fixed now, I do not have it on high enough, and it is freaking hot in here.
I just opened up the IMDb page on it.
Oh, yeah, I've got that open as well. Our flick pick for the week is American Hustle. That stars Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Jeremy Renner. I'm sure there's other people, but hey, I haven't really looked. Not too much. But so there was something Batman, I didn't realize.
Lois Lane.
Yeah, we've got that's exactly Hawkeye. What I was thinking. We've the only one left out is Bradley Cooper.
Rocket Raccoon.
Exactly. That's exactly where I was going to go. It hasn't been released yet, but hey, we've at least got someone in the suit. You know, Bradley Cooper is officially entering, you know, as a superhero character. So I think that's freaking awesome. I've never seen this movie. I honestly don't even remember a whole lot about what it's about. It looked like it's awesome. It's got an all-star cast. I cannot wait to watch this. Oh, speaking of which, I had a little bit of an epiphany. You remember how last week we were talking about how, like, oh, I don't want to be a movie critic and blah, 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 this, that, or the other thing?
What, did you critique a movie?
Well, no, but I started thinking about it, and it might be worth it for us to at least pretend to be movie critics. Why? Well, because even though we're not charging for our show and we're putting it out there, you know, for anyone to download and whatever. If we do some kind of review and actually really talk about this, there may be a tax benefit. I'm pretty sure that we can make a compelling argument that says all purchase of movies, research.
Yeah. Okay.
And I came to that conclusion when I was picking up Frozen. But I swear, I watched it like 4 times this week.
Damn,
I
really?
Can't help it. I love that movie. Okay,
I'm going to have to see that one then.
Well, it's such a great, great story. And the character, Kristen Bell's character, Anna, or
here
Anna,
we go.
As they say
Kristen
it
now. Kristen Bell again.
Yeah, Kristen Bell, exactly. All roads lead to Kristen Bell right now, okay? But that's really all it boils down to. In fact, I even have another one of her movies that I want to add to my list of I need to watch again, and that's You Again. But hey, whatever. Anyway, her character in that movie, specifically the younger version, but even the older version that Kristen Bell actually played, the character just reminds me so much of my little sister. And then there's Elsa, who reminds me a lot about me. And the movie does center around the two of them. And so, and when I first saw Frozen, I was in the theater. I went with Marianne and Mickey.
Okay.
And there's this one scene where Anna and Elsa are playing together. And Marianne just leans over to me and she's like, I see you and Teresa, or something like that. Or she's like, I can totally see you and Teresa doing that. You know, like basically like, you know, she even saw, you know, this kind of, like, it just reminded me so much of me and my little sister. And so I completely fell in love with this movie. And every single time I watch it, it's just, I love my little sister. Okay. That's really all it boils down to. That's why I connected so much with Frozen. And the movie, it just gives me that nice, you know, it's just a good, happy feeling when I watch it. And then you've got the really awesome music and Olaf, who is just so, so much fun. I mean, Olaf is so funny. You are going to completely fall in love with him when you watch this movie. I mean, he's just great. So...
okay.
Anyway, it occurred to me that if we do some form of review or whatever, there may be some kind of a tax incentive where we could at least write off the movies as research or something like that. I'm pretty sure that that's legitimate and that's a thing. So maybe it's something that we should look into. But
okay, anyway. I could do that.
Yeah.
So,
American Hustle. I'm really, really excited to see this. I really am. This cast, just, I cannot wait to see what they do with it. And Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence teaming up again. I mean, oh, they were so great in Silver Linings Playbook. They have such great chemistry together. I wanted to see the movie based on that alone. But then to find out that Amy Adams is in it too, Lois Lane herself.
With Batman,
and not just the Lois Lane. I mean, she was Giselle. You know, my favorite Disney movie prior to Frozen coming out, and I still love Enchanted. That's, oh my god, you know. And yeah, Amy Adams is another one of those actresses where she just does no wrong. I haven't seen anything that I haven't just absolutely loved. And then, yeah, Christian Bale's in it, and Jeremy Renner, and, you know, both of them, again, awesome actors. I've never seen anything that I haven't really, you know, really loved. So this cast, just based on the cast, I'm definitely going to love this movie. I already know it. None of them have ever let me down, and I have absolutely no reason to even think that they might let me down. That does not even enter my brain. I know I'm going to absolutely love this movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear some of the music, because based on the trailers, some of the music I heard, I'm like, oh, geez, I love the 70s music. And, you know, and the cast. I like the cast. I like most of the cast. I can't say that there's anyone in here that I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But, you know, and it's, you know, based on, like, people conning each other.
I wish I had the clip of Christian Bale. Like, we are done professionally. I wish I had that queued up, but I don't. I don't want to look for it. Yeah. Even though there was a little bit we cut out, you know, due to the technical difficulties, but we are approaching that 1 hour mark. And oh, there was one thing that I did want to run by you. I kind of want to don't. But wait, what? I kind of don't want to cut in anything at the end. I think next week.
What, the little part where we talk about things?
Oh, right. I think maybe. Well, I see. I don't know. I was kind of thinking it might be good for us to do that and then just kind of revisit it during the next one just to help get this turned around faster, because usually when we finish recording, you know, we'll go watch the movie and then afterwards, you know, we'll keep talking all the way through the movie and all of that, and then afterwards we'll talk about it. But usually by that time you're drunk, I'm stoned, and and frankly, it usually ends up being about 3 hours worth of audio that I have to go through later trying to find out, okay, where was that bit that we said was funny?
That part was funny. I thought it was funny.
And I'm just, you know, and by that time, you know, you've got me in stitches laughing, and then I'm just sitting there like, hey, you're a funny motherfucker. But, oh.
Kitty make Miranda laugh because it is funny.
Kitty did make Miranda laugh. Although last week Miranda made Miranda laugh, and that was a little scary, but whatever.
I'm glad I missed that part.
All right. What do you think? Should we call it?
Well, I think so. I mean, we should say what this movie was about, basically.
I don't even remember. Well, you said something about a bunch of people conning each other.
Isn't that convenient that I opened this page up?
Wait. We have technology that, you know, we can actually look at things and I can say, oh, I know what this movie's about. It's about a con man, Irvin Rosenfeld, along with his seductive partner, Sidney Prosser, is forced to work for a wild FBI agent, Ricky DeMasso. Okay. Who pushes them into a world of Jersey power brokers and mafia.
Ooh.
Okay. Jersey? There we go. See? Yet another reason to love this. Yep. Very, very fond of Jersey. So. Okay, so it's about a con man. The FBI. Okay. Yeah. Oh, hey, you know, I could also pick up the back of the, we should give credit to IMDb, you know, citing our sources and all that crap.
Yeah.
No, it's not crap. Citing your sources is good, but yeah, that came from IMDb. I could also read the back of the cover, but hey, we I already tried IMDb. To read the script earlier, and that didn't go too well, and yeah. Yep. Wow, I'm doing that thing again where I keep talking and not letting you get a word in edgewise. But hey, I gave you that entire moment earlier where I was like, hey, speak for a minute while I try and find this stupid file.
Yeah, written words are not good for you, are they?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just, I don't know. My brain's firing too fast and I haven't had a chance to slow it down yet. Hi.
You've been drinking coffee, haven't you?
No, hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Oh.
Yep, no coffee this time. But yeah, do you have anything else that you want to say about this movie? Because I hear the fans on my laptop warming up again.
No, just I'm ready to watch it.
All right.
You know, it seems like it's going to be a good movie. It won awards, right?
I think
it got nominated, at least.
I told you before, if it's not the SAG Awards, I don't pay attention because my friend didn't work on them. Another thing that happened, you know, see, this is what happens when you get me thinking about Mickey, because remember, Marianne and Mickey, not Mickey the Mouse, No, oh, okay. No, we're talking about my friend Mickey, not as you call him, the rat.
I was going to say, damn, he's cheating on Minnie already? You go, you little bastard.
No, rat bastard. Okay, so remember how I was, you know, like a couple weeks ago, I was going like, unique New York, unique New York, unique New York, all that, you know, to help with the enunciation?
Yeah.
Mickey taught me that. But going back and revisiting the Race to Current, I actually heard Trent do that a couple of times in fairly recent episodes, which is really, really weird because I completely miss that. Suddenly, you know, Mickey teaches it to me, and now I'm listening. You know, I'm almost completely caught up with Netheads. I'm now hearing ones that I've already listened to live and even participated on. See, I don't even need to say that anymore because I could just do
speak up, dummy.
There we go. Anyway, unimportant, useless details. Mickey taught it to me, and then suddenly I hear Trent doing it, and it's like it's right before Mickey taught it to me, and so it's probably when Mickey taught me that. I was like, you know, I heard that somewhere. I was probably thinking about Netheads, but what? Ever.
It's all about the Netheads.
Yeah. Hey, that's how, you know, if it wasn't for the Netheads, we never would have met Judge Funky Boy, and we never would have met Brad Raven. And if we hadn't met them, how would we be able to thank them for the theme song and the cover art?
True.
So
we wouldn't be able to do that.
Yep. So, yeah.
Again, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. You know, we love it. Yeah.
I love it even more.
Like Olaf loves it. That's gonna get so annoying if I keep playing with that. Yeah. Anyway, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Yes, it is.
This is where you say go watch a movie.
Go watch a movie, because, you know, I gotta pee.
Yeah, and eventually I'll end up, you know, quoting Pirate Radio. Or no, not Pirate Radio, dummy. Pump up the volume. And this is where I say talk hard. Oh, that's really quiet.
Midnight movie nights.
Yeah, I'll probably just cut over that.
Over what?
Oh, when I started it and it was all nice and super quiet and everything. Maybe I'll just leave it in like this, where, you know, with us talking over it, doing this part, I don't know. But that's one of the really cool things about what I did, is because now I can go in and actually, after the fact, modify it and cut that out. And still have us, you know, talking over it and everything. I don't know. Like, I can actually...
I never get tired of that thing. When it gets to the part where it sounds metal, I'm like, yeah!
See, and I like this part. And in fact, I actually kind of want to mess with the theme a little bit and try and take this part and maybe try and, like, get it to lead up to things. I don't know. Just kind of... I don't know. I really like this part is good for having, you know, like that last little the softer part. It would be good for, you know, some of the spots where sometimes we have dead air.
Uh-huh.
You know, like during the awkward silence. I don't know. I've been trying to think about, you know, things that we can do to I don't know. Let's go watch a movie.
So awkward silence count for the final end. What was his count? 3?
Oh god, I don't know. At least 2, maybe 3. I don't know. I stopped counting after 2.
Let's go watch a movie.
Okay, and we're back. I liked it better when you said it. You say it.
And we're back.
Woohoo! Wow. So, that...
Crazy?
That movie was so insane! It started off so unassuming. I was getting a little scared that you know, what I have been saying, like, this cast, you know, just there's no way I can't love this movie. And then it just started off so unassuming, and it was just like, okay, there's good performances in here, but okay. And then it just gives you that first slap, just right across the face. And you're like, wait, what? That just, oh my God, that just happened. And it's like, oh, okay, you like that? Boom, and it slaps you again. Oh my God, that just happened. And then it just starts like, it's like, did you ever watch Beavis and Butthead? You know, when and Butthead would just start, you know, like smacking Beavis, you know, like just back and forth, like, yeah, that's what this movie did.
Like being slapped back and forth. It went wild. I'll say that.
Yeah, it did.
I thought I knew where it was going until, you know, it went, and I was like, okay, maybe what?
And maybe people haven't seen it, so gotta try and stay spoiler free.
Yeah.
But so it's basically gonna be like, oh yeah, and then that thing, and then the thing, and oh, I don't know. But when the certain group is introduced, it was just kind of like, oh shit, people are gonna die.
Yeah, shit just got real. And even the main character is like,
yeah.
I wasn't wanting to go here. You know, I just wanted to do my thing.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to go back to the simple con.
Yeah. Do my little thing.
I give you 5, you give me 50. You know? It worked. You had to bust up a good thing. That was a fantastic movie. Oh my God, the music! Music was so awesome! The hair. Oh my God. The hair. Jeremy Renner's hair. It's so perfect. He completely captured the era.
Yeah, he worked that hair.
Yeah, all of them were great. All of them were great. But Jeremy Renner especially.
Yeah, I never expected that. But I think he maintained it through the entire shoot, right? Because it all looked the same.
Yeah, yeah. No, it looked good.
That's some mega hairspray there.
Mm-hmm. So, did you hate it?
Didn't hate it.
That's 2 didn't hate it's.
That's an awesome review, I think. Not reviewing. Opinionating. Didn't hate it.
Yeah, didn't hate it. Maybe reviewing. Reviewing if there's a tax incentive.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't hate it. You should see it.
Yeah, see it. Have some.
Yes, have some.